Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Achrei Mois, Shabbos Vavarchim, Chodesh Iyar, Tavshinayin Vav. In this week's parasha, the Torah talks about the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. In Perek Tazayin, Pasuk of Aleph, the Torah tells us that Aaron HaKohen would bring a goat, and on that goat he would put his hands, he would lean his hands, V'hisvado Allah v'skal avinois b'nei Yisrael. And on that goat, he confesses all of the sins of the B'nai Yisrael that they have done that year. This is an integral part of the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. And with this, he is able to start the process of being mechaper, of gaining kapara, of gaining forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chatoim, for the sins, the poshim of Klal Yisrael. In fact, today, we know that our Yom Kippur service, and our Yom Kippur Avodah, the davening that we have in Yom Kippur, we say Vidui 10 times, and we know that that's a very important part of the tshuva of Yom Kippurim. The Rambam, famously, in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, says the following, of Hilchas Tshuva, says the following, Kol mitzvada b'dvarim v'legomer b'libay lazoiv, somebody who says vidui, but he has not decided to leave his evil ways, harei zeh doimeh l'tovel v'sheretz b'yadei. This is similar to somebody who is tamei, who is ritually impure, who needs to go into the mikveh, and he immerses in the mikveh, but at the same time that he's immersing in the mikveh, he's holding on to a crawling creature, a dead crawling creature, a sheretz, which we know is metame, makes someone tame. Therefore, even if you do go into the mikveh, where ostensibly you have gone through the steps of tahara, but since you are holding on to a sheretz, person remains tame. It would seem that this analogy of the Rambam is a little out of order, because when a person decides not to, when a person says that he's going to do tshuva, he does vidui, but he doesn't actually decide in his heart to leave his wrong ways, it seems he has done nothing. The Rambam says, no, he's a tovel v'sheretz b'yadoi. Yes, he may not have accomplished anything and he has to go back into the mikveh, but the Rambam, so to speak, gives him credit for going into the mikveh. He is a tovel. He has done some sort of action to start the process of becoming tahar. The Rambam seems to say that what he did is significant. Just the fact that there's an outside source which is holding him back does not allow him to complete the tahara process. One would think that if a person says vidui and he has no intention of changing his bad ways, that would seem to be nothing. That would seem to be useless and not accomplishing anything. Perhaps we might say the following. The Rambam is coming to teach us that conception is wrong. It is a misconception. Because the words that a person says when he actually verbalizes something, that has an effect on him. We know the terrible powers of Lashon Hara, Rechilus, and Motzi Shem Ra. But even when we are not talking about such terrible averus and such terrible things, when someone says something, once it comes out of his mouth, that has an effect on him. That shows what's going on the inside of his heart. What's going on in his mind and what's going on in his soul. So yes, this person might not have decided in his heart to completely leave the Avera, but once he articulates that vidui, once he articulates he confesses that he does not want to continue doing the Avera, that alone, the Rambam is hinting to us, that is something. That's going against his real nature. That's going against what he really wants to do. And for a person to even articulate something which he doesn't necessarily want to do, that's also something. Yes, he has not done the tshuva process, he has not completed the vidui process, and he needs to start over again. He needs to decide in his heart that he wants to leave the Avera, he doesn't want to come back to it. He wants to be the Adam HaShalim, he wants to do tshuva. But at least he has started a small percentage point of the process of being able to do tshuva by verbalizing something that he's not necessarily in agreement with on the inside. And that's why the Rambam says he's a tovel v'sheretz b'yado. Yes, he's still holding on to a sheretz, but at least he was tovel. At least he has gone into the mikveh. He has started the process. He actually did something. He needs to start the process again. He needs to go into the mikveh again. He needs to release that sheretz. He needs to release those thoughts. But one cannot say that he hasn't done anything, that he hasn't started, that he hasn't gotten something off the ground. I'd like to wish everybody a happy summer, a healthy summer, and a good Shabbos.